Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. An award-winning teacher, Lisa Broom is director of the UNC School of Law's Center for Banking and Finance. She also heads the school's Director Diversity Initiative, which works to increase gender, racial, and ethnic diversity on corporate boards of directors.
Early on, Professor Broom pivoted from private practice to teaching, and Carolina has been the beneficiary of that move.
My husband and I were practicing law in Atlanta, and we decided we were interested in exploring a different path, and that was law school teaching. Our resumes arrived at UNC at the right time, and we were both very fortunately offered jobs to teach here. After a few years, my husband decided that he would rather practice law. I told him, I love it here in Chapel Hill, so find a job you can drive to. And he was able to get on with a firm in Raleigh. And it's a terrific story, I think, of us balancing our dual careers really at the very highest level right here in the Triangle. I love teaching. I love working with the young people. The opportunity to do the research, the opportunity to serve the state is really been a perfect fit for me. I am maybe one of the few people I know who really loves my job. I get out of bed every morning and run to work almost literally to get started on the things that I want to get done that day. When I came here, I taught contracts and commercial law, and I had been in the banking law department of a law firm in Atlanta, and given the importance of North Carolina to the banking industry, suggested to the dean that it would be a good idea to offer a banking law course. After a few years, I was able to get that accomplished. It's been a great ride ever since. Charlotte is the second largest financial center outside of New York City, and it's really been terrific to be in this state during this period of time when there's been so much growth and change and evolution in the financial services industry. The mission of the center is to support the continual evolution of the financial services industry. We do that three ways. We try to study the legal and policy issues related to banking and finance. We try to advance the teaching of banking and finance, in particular, including the professional development of our law students who are interested in careers in this area. Many law students come without an appreciation of banking and finance or transactional practice, and it is really rewarding to help introduce them to that area of practice, especially, again, given its importance in this state. And then third, and probably most visibly for our center, we sponsor a number of conferences for industry professionals, many for lawyers who service the banking industry, both in-house counsel and lawyers from private practice. And many of our attendees, obviously, are from right here in North Carolina.
Law school often presents graduates with the opportunity to jump right into legal careers in banking and financial services.
I think that we provide a lot of important background, introduce them to a lot of important people in the industry as well. We have a very large board of advisors of banking industry professionals who really treasure the opportunity to get to know and work with our students. I invite a number of professionals each year to come to my banking law class and talk about the subjects that they are expert on. We have opportunities for the students to attend lunch with them and get to know them on a more personal level. We've had stories of people getting jobs as a result of that. So we really do try to integrate the practicing attorneys in the area and give them exposure to our law students and allow our law students to learn about the breadth of practice areas and opportunities that are available not only in this state but elsewhere in this area. Our upcoming Banking Institute program, which we're going to host in the springtime in Charlotte. That's really our signature program that attracts about 200 attorneys. We've got a number of interesting topics on the agenda. One is, how do banks interact with the cannabis and hemp industries? Marijuana sales are legal in many states, and obviously not in others. But importantly, marijuana sales are not legal at the federal level. So banks in the states where sales are legal are trying to navigate this tricky line of how do we service the businesses that are in this state while not violating federal law and not making ourselves subject to money laundering concerns, which is associated with legal proceeds of money. That's a really tricky situation for banks. So it's an issue that Congress is addressing now as well.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.